Scientists at Stony Brook University say wastewater runoff from storms this summer has increased nitrogen pollution in Long Island waterways. As WSHU's Desiree Diario reports, poor water quality is a threat to the shellfishing industry.
Chris Goldbler studies water quality in Long Island's major estuaries and bays. He says every one of them has been polluted with nitrogen due to higher than normal rainfall this summer. He says nitrogen caused harmful algal blooms and low oxygen dead zones, and that means trouble for bay scallops when harvest season opens next month.
The bay scallop fishery on eastern Long Island has crashed in the last 2 years, and this year people were monitoring the bay scallops through July, and everything looked great. And then in August, everything died.
Goldbler says the key to reducing nitrogen is to replace outdated underground septic systems with modern sewers. That work is already underway in many parts of Long Island. But Goldbler says the slow pace is not enough to keep up with global warming. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.